Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robidoux. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boston throws the ball into Hill, who tags Molitor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Leonard hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Redus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Redus reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robidoux scoops it up and throws to first, with August covering, for the out. Redus moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redus scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Robidoux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sviam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Boston steals second. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hill takes first base on ball four. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Schroeder moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Schroeder moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Schroeder scores. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Sviam covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-1 in the game. Robideau takes first base on ball four. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Gantner moves to third. Bill Long now pitching. Darryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Calderon. Molitor tags and scores. Yount moves to third. Leonard moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Brewers. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robideau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Leonard moves to third. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robideau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Redus hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Redus moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Boston, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Molitor scores. 1 out. It's 11-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Yount reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Deere is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Deere hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-2, Brewers. Steve Rosenberg now pitching. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robideau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robideau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Robideau reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sviam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Castillo now playing third base. Jim Adussi now playing right field. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing shortstop. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up beyond second. Hill can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Redus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Calderon, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. 1 out. It's 14-2, Brewers. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robideau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robideau hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sviam hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-2. Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boston is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.